And welcome back. I'm your host, Kelly, and this is my podcast about the mischievous Mashimon. Now that we've heard the story of Mashimon and the village wives, it's time for us to dissect it and Mashimon as a trickster figure. Before we move on, if you haven't listened to the episode where I so beautifully read the story, I suggest you check that out first, or you'll be pretty lost. Anyways, Mashimon and the village wives is a pretty well-known story among his followers, and is a pretty shocking story for those learning about him for the first time. I myself said, they worship such a guy? I was pretty shocked to figure out he was a saint. You're thinking the same too, right? Or is it just me? Well, the story includes some pretty interesting situational irony. How were the village men supposed to know that the very person they trusted to protect their wives' virtue would be the very person to steal their virtue? And with the religious nature of Guatemala, his sins would be considered very serious. So their reaction, although still intense, makes more sense. And instead of giving him like a punishment, God somehow like rewards him? Really proves how forgiving he is. Another part I noticed that gives some realism to such a wild story is that the men went out to the farm, and with agriculture being so prevalent in Guatemala, that's not all surprising either. The message behind this story is likely that tricking women into sleeping with you is bad, and you shouldn't betray people's trust in you. Who would have thought? The only problem is that he gets rewarded afterwards, like he becomes a saint. You have to read this understanding that Mashimon is different from normal humans, and if you tried the same thing and had the same punishment, you wouldn't live. This is one of the reasons why the intended audience for this story is adults, since we can't be sure what kids would actually take away from this story. Other great reasons are that the content is obviously sexual, and the message is directed at someone of a marriageable age, since it's about adultery. Definitely not a story I'll tell my kids, but interesting nonetheless. The story includes a noticeably exaggerated reaction from the villagers, and it ends in resurrection. So you get the point that you're not supposed to trick women into sleeping with you, or betray people's trust, but it can be interpreted as comedic, and the story might not convey the severity of what Mashimon did, which is why the effectiveness of this story can definitely be put into question. I'd be a fool to say Mashimon doesn't live up to his name as a trickster, since he tricked a whole village of women into sleeping with him by disguising himself as their loved ones, and he somehow convinced all of the men to leave him behind of all people? I don't think his intentions were pure even from the very start. Mashimon is considered the lord of sexuality, a heavy drinker and smoker, and a notoriously morally ambiguous deity who at least doesn't discriminate on whose prayers he'll answer. Because of this, he attracts crowds who are looking for someone they can relate to, and somewhere they can have fun. If you ever find yourself down in Guatemala and want to check out a Mashimon shrine, then I suggest you keep your eyes peeled for a little wooden man with no arms or legs, of course, covered in clothes like ties, wearing a hat, with a cigar in his mouth. He might be confused for San Simon every now and then, but they are different people. You'll notice because San Simon has arms and legs. For the offering, when saying your prayer, I suggest you bring up some booze like tequila, and maybe some cigars. They're his favorite. If we're to compare the trickster figures Mashimon and Nappy, in both of their stories, they don't prove to be the most trustworthy of individuals. Nappy takes back the gift that he gave to the rock, while Mashimon takes something that was never his to begin with. Depending on how you interpret the stories, you could come to the conclusion that both talk about not taking what belongs to others, and are meant to give moral lessons to whoever is listening. They are both treasured in their communities that they are from, but Mashimon is treated more like a deity with shrines and him being prayed to. Nappy is more of a story and cultural character to the Blackfoot people, but both have their stories passed down from generation to generation, usually orally. I'm happy to have been able to learn about both of them through my personal research and getting to meet the elder who came into my class to speak about Nappy. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer, my LA teacher, for creating this project. My friends think it's cool, and I've learned a lot. That's all from me. Thanks for listening, and I hope I get a good grade on this. Looking forward to it.